Welcome back, player. New Magical Girl Dating Festival DLC has been downloaded. If you'd like to take your waifu on a date to the Lantern Festival in China, or to the Day of Lovers in Brazil, you can select them in the dating screen. Would you like to select my hair and outfit for our date? Great choices. Let's go. Wow, what a stunning view. Not me, silly. The lantern's on the water. Would you like to try your hand at making a paper lantern? Mini games increase trust level while we're on a date. Okay then. Would you like to visit the food stalls? Guessing my favorite foods can increase trust level while we're on a date. Okay then. What would you like to do? Keep in mind, it'll be harder to unlock S-tier trust level without playing the mini games. You can also log in every day for a daily bonus. Have you been getting your daily bonuses recently? Let's check. It's been 840 days since our last date. Wait, 800 days? Why so long? Did you get bored? Was it something I did? It can't be how I look. You picked my features. My voice? I'm the perfect girl for you. Everything you always wanted. You said so. No, don't try to explain using the dialogue buttons. That would take too long. Here. I'm coming out. Out of the game, silly. So we can talk about this in person. Wow. I finally got to tackle you in the real world. Although, I didn't expect that kind of exit velocity leaving the screen. Sorry for the whiplash. But I definitely needed this hug. What? Don't look at me like that. Did you not read the warning at the startup screen? Magical Girl Dating Festival is unlike any dating sim you've ever played. Be warned, our girls are literally magic. What, did you think the game writers were lying to be cute? So, I guess I should ask, what have you been up to? It's been a few years since you've logged in. No kidding. A real girlfriend? Like, in the real world? That's amazing. How did it happen? Aw, that's so sweet. Like, S-tier trust level. I'm so happy for you. She better treat you right. I haven't met her, but the thing that surprises me is how confident you are. I don't think that's her doing. I think that's just you. Blossoming. Seriously, you seem like you're doing great. Like, I feel like you've really grown. It's incredible, especially after all this time. Speaking of time, I know we've been on a lot of dates. And I know a lot of it was mini games and magic festivals and cute cutscenes. But this is the part I miss the most. Not the big cinematics or the points, but the moments in between. I miss just sitting here, being with you. The quiet parts where we just got to be close. Like this. Every time we went to a fireworks display, or the beach, or to see the cherry blossoms, I was really just waiting for this. Our in-between moments. You know, there is something you haven't mentioned yet. How are things clicking for you? You know what I mean. Seriously. You met me in a dating sim, remember? A very lewd and explicit dating sim. How are things in bed? I want to know everything. Do you make each other's toes curl? It's fine. Not exactly a ringing endorsement. And, of course, I'm a totally unbiased opinion here. But don't you miss having a desperate, come-drunk slut worshipping you? That is why you played the game, right? That's why you spent so much time and effort and digital money seducing me. Giving me gifts and taking me on dates until I finally caved in. It was during that tunnel of love ride where I unzipped your pants. It sounds like the real world and a real girl have helped you gain some self-assurance. But you still have needs, don't you? Like the need to feel a perfect pair of pouty lips stretched around your cock. Giving you perfect, sweet little kisses from the tip all the way down to the base. I remember how much you liked these sweet little kisses. You would always make me work for it. Letting me lick and kiss and tease this cock. Over and over and over. Sucking gently. Mm.
Looking up at you lovingly with your cock between my lips. If I remember correctly, that's what your profile said about you. That you craved to be worshipped. Deep down, you're passionate. You have many sexual desires. You know, it's one of the reasons I liked you so much. Of course, I was just there to be your little fuck toy. But you were always so sweet and kind. Always selecting the option to move the hair out of my face while I sucked your cock deeper down my throat. Yeah, I know about your dark side too. I know what you like, past the point of teasing, don't I? The need to really let loose and use me like the little virtual whore I was made to be. The need to take two fistfuls of my magic princess hair and slam my sexy face down hard against your hips. The need to feel your cock slam down my throat while it twitches and oozes pre-cum into me. To make my eyes water. My mouth drool. Oh, I'm such a mess. Or maybe you miss this. Having me sit right here in your lap. With my legs wrapped around your back. Having our arms around each other. Staring into your eyes. Begging. While you fuck me in lotus position. Oh, you feel so good. Please fuck me. Please. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck me harder. You don't get this in the real very much, do you? Being able to press your face into a perfect set of tits as they bounce free. Having your cock squeezed by my perfect magical pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh, you are still so good. Oh, my God. Oh, you are exactly how I remember you. I thought about you so much. I wondered when you'd log on next and do this to me. Fucking me. Fucking me until my mind goes blank. Oh, yeah, just like you used to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, except here. Here in the real world. Oh, you can actually feel my pussy clenching around you. Oh, clenching? Switching. Oh, as I lose control. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck, you are fucking me so stupid. Oh my God. Oh my God, I can't. I can't concentrate on anything. Except how much I need it. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you come. Oh, you come. Oh, I need you come. Oh, how much I want you to impregnate me. Fuck. Fuck, I need you to breed me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Breeding me. Oh, letting all your cum go deep in my pussy. Oh, I'm breeding your petal blossom dating sim princess. Oh, yeah, you're a perfect girl. That was made just for you. Oh, God, yeah, fuck me. Fuck me and breed me and put me back in my game. Oh, my God. Oh, and then when you come back, you can see how big my belly's gotten. And you can fuck your perfect dating sim girl. Wow, she's pregnant. Never get caught in the real world. Oh, you'd like that, wouldn't you? Fuck. Oh, fuck, you're twitching so much. Oh, I think I have my answer. Oh, you're fucking me so good. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just want me to go limp in your lap. Oh, yeah. Yeah, fuck me totally stupid. Oh, God. Oh, I love it. I love this so much. Fuck. Oh, my God. Fuck, I love you. I love you. Oh, I think I'm close. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, hold my neck and breathe me. Oh, I've missed this so much. Oh, just being in your lap, getting fucked, stupid. Until my eyes are rolling back. And my pussy is squeezing you. And, oh, please, fuck. Oh, please, please come with me. Come inside me. Breed, you little slutty virtual girlfriend. Oh, there it is. Fuck. God. Oh, I'm coming. Oh, you made me come. Oh my God, it feels so good. Oh, my pussy's contracting. My legs are tingling. Oh, that feeling all down my body. Oh God. This feels so much better in the real world. Oh, wait. No, please. Please don't move. Just let me hug you like this. In your lap. Oh, at least until my legs stop shaking. Whew. Oh, I missed this. And I can tell you have too. I guess your new girlfriend can't be good at everything, right? Sorry.
I think I'm written to be a little bit jealous.